Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Chazara, returning a path to the fire on Shabbos. We discussed in last year that in order to be mutter, to return the path to the fire has to be covered, has to be garo fakatum. That means either if you're using a crack pot or you're using the stovetop, in order to do Chazara, you have to have the thing covered with garo fakatum, with a blech, or a thick piece of silver foil, and the reason is because there's Mexican Mavashal, or Shem Yechata, and even if the food is fully cooked, you still have to have Garva Kotam in order to be mutter to return the pot to the fire on Shabbos. That is the halacha of Garva Kotam. And today, we'll discuss other tonight. Besides the Garva Kotam we spoke last time, it has to be Mavashal called Tzark, it has to be completely cooked, and also it should be still warm in order that it should not be considered a new Nesina L'chatrila. Now, other conditions have to be met in order that it shouldn't be considered a new placement on the fire. The Gemara says that only if it's still in your hand, but if you put it on the karka, you put it on the ground already, which means you masiach das, you took the pot off the fire, and you planned on leaving it there, off the fire. And then you say, you know what? I still want to keep it on the fire. The halacha is you cannot return it to the fire. What's the reason? Even if it's covered. The reason is because that's considered a sinah l'chatchila. And we will learn soon that you not only put something onto a fire on Shabbos chatchila, even if you have a blech, because that's mechzik mevashel. So therefore, only if it's still in your hand could you consider it, it's still part of the first placement of the pot on the fire. But once you put it down, and you're Mesiach Das, you gave up on it, I'm not going to put it on the fire anymore, that breaks it up, and now it's considered a new Nesina. And the Gemara has a Shiloh, that's good if you put it on the ground. What about if you put it onto a chair, onto a table? But there's not a clear Mesiach Das. There might be a chance you want to put it back. Is that called a Hefsik or not? Is that called interruption in the Bishul or not? And the Gemara stays with a Shiloh. And the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, Paskas Lekula, that only if you put it on the ground does it disqualify the Chazara. But the Ramah holds that he's Machmir, you have to have it in your hand. It still has to be in your hand, but if you put it down anywhere, that's a problem and you won't be able to do Chazara. There's another condition in the Gemara. The Gemara declares, if you have to have Das, you can put it back. What happens if it's still in your hand, but you didn't have Das to put it back? Could you do Chazara or not? So the Gemara has a Shaila there. And again, here it's Mechlekes Lahalach also. The Shulchan Aruch holds the Kula, that as long as it's still in your hand, you'll have to return it, even if you don't have Das to put it back. But the Ramah is Machmer and holds, you have to have also Das to put it back. So it comes out, to do Chazara L'chatchila without any Shaila, you need five different conditions to be met. Number one, it has to be fully cooked. Number two, it has to be still warm. Number three, it has to be Garo Fakatum. And these things everyone agrees to. And then there's two more, which the Ramah add on, that it has to be B'yada, it still has to be in your hand. And it also has to be daita lachzira. You have to have in mind to return it, and then you could do chazara, believe, pickbook. And that's Shem. In the next shiur, we'll discuss what's the status of a counter, what exactly is oida biyada mean, and what happens if you're missing one of the fourth or fifth conditions, could you still do chazara? We will discuss that all in the next shiur.